Good morning. I am Commissioner Kristen Eng, Port of Tacoma President, calling to order a regular meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on February 1st, 2024. The time is now 10 a.m. Also present are Commissioners Deanna Keller, Dick Marzano, John McCarthy, and Don Meyer. So we have a quorum. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulous Center, streamed live on the meeting page of the Port of Tacoma website at www.portoftacoma.com. The commission will now recess into an OPMA exempt closed special order of business to discuss a labor collective bargaining agreement until 10:30 a.m. Following the closed special order of business, the commission will recess into a closed executive session to discuss one property leasing and potential litigation item under RCW 42.30.110(1)(c) and RCW 42.30.110(1)(i).
For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director. The factors that are allowed to be discussed during executive session that relate to real estate leasing are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to Deepwater Marine terminals, the potential for job creation and consistency with the port's strategic plan. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Commission President Kristen Eng. The time is now 12 p.m. We were in closed special order of business from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. to discuss an OPMA exempt labor collective agreement, followed by a closed executive session from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. to discuss one property leasing and potential litigation item under RCW 42.30.110(1)(c) and RCW 42.30.110(1)(i). Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We acknowledge that we are on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup tribe of Indians. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands since the beginning of time and continue to do so today. We recognize that this land acknowledgement is one small step toward true allyship, and we commit to uplifting the voices, experiences, and histories of the indigenous people of this land and beyond. Our next is the approval of the agenda. Our first item is to approve today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make a change to our posted agenda? Seeing none, today's agenda is approved as presented. Next, we have the Executive Director's report.
Thank you, Madam President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of the Port. This meeting, I'll remind you, we added four meetings a year to our agenda, a regular meeting agenda last year, in order to receive primarily issue briefings and work sessions and things of that nature. So the primary issue that we're gonna go over today later on is an update on our strategic plan and how we're doing meeting the various goals of that plan. So I'll just sort of set the stage with that. We do have several different action items before you. One of them being recognition of Black History Month. It's February 1st, February is Black History Month. And I wanna note for the record, just tell you that the port has put together a very informational video on the some of the history and perspective of Black workers on the Tacoma waterfront that if it isn't posted on the website yet, it will be this afternoon. And I really encourage you to watch it. It's simultaneously inspirational and thought-provoking. And it's just a very good production that I'd encourage you to watch if you have the time. It doesn't take very long, it's about 5 minutes.
Well, thank you, Director Johnson. We're now down to public comments. We will now invite public comment. As a reminder, comment time is limited to 3 minutes per person. Is there anyone signed up or present who has signed up for public comment? I I understand that we have at least one comment received through email, which was sent to all commissioners. Will the clerk please list the written comments received for this meeting and route it to commissioners for the record?
Hi, for the record, Helen Hickman, Commission Clerk. We received an email from Morgan Alexander through the Port's public comment email address on January 21st, 2024, in opposition to the Darling Rendering Plant. The email was sent to all commissioners at that time.
Thank you, Helen. This concludes the public comment portion of our meeting. Next is the consent agenda. Items on consent agenda are...
President...
Yes, Commissioner Meyer.
I want to make certain for the public, the viewing public, that we've received those comments and other comments, but we respond to those comments is my expectation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to be clear for the viewing public to make certain we appreciate those taking the extra time for that, and we make certain that we respond back to acknowledge that we've received. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, did you have something to add, Director?
No.
We're now down to consent agenda. Items on consent agenda are considered routine and taken up by one motion and vote unless any commissioner requests an item be removed for individual consideration. The consent agenda consists of approval of the minutes January 17, 2024, approval of a litigation settlement, Carl W. Paddock versus Port of Tacoma, Pierce County Superior Case Number 20-2-04767-3, Microsoft Azure annual contract approval. Are there any requests to remove items from the consent agenda? Seeing none, I'm calling for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
So moved.
Also moved. Or a second.
It has been moved by Commissioner Keller and seconded by Commissioner Meyer. Are there any questions or?
No, it was.
I mean, sorry, Commissioner McCarthy. Yes.
Change sweet seats.
Yes. Thank you, Helen. Are there any question, comments, or amendments? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Before we proceed to commission actions, I would like to mention a few housekeeping items to my colleagues. Please hold your questions until the end of staff presentations to ensure all commissioners have an equal opportunity to ask questions on a particular item unless otherwise requested by the chair. Please limit yourself to one question. You may ask other questions after all commissioners have had a chance to be heard. Please wait until you are recognized by the chair before speaking. Thank you for your consideration. Commission actions. This is the business section of the meeting where items are brought forth by commissioners or staff that require a commission vote. In Robert's rules, during discussion, members may request an amendment to any action item or resolution. Amendments require a motion and a second with discussion following and need at least three commissioners to pass. Let's see. All right, so on our action item, it's a TWAFA project authorization increase and approval to file complaints against Burlington Environment LLC, master ID number 101082.01. Heather Burgess, our attorney, and Scott Union will present.
Thanks, Commissioner. This is Heather Burgess for the record, the Port's contracted general counsel. And I also have Scott Hooten from the Environmental Programs Department available here, although I'm going to be doing the presentation today, which will be relatively brief. This particular request concerns properties known as the Taylor Way and Alexander Avenue fill area site, also referred to as TWAFA, where the port has been working to manage legacy contamination for some time and trying to return that property to public use. In March of 2023, the commission approved an increase in TWAFA project authorization to include, among other items, funding for outside counsel at the Northwest Resource Law Group to issue a demand letter and pursue alternative dispute resolution with Burlington Environmental for the port's past and future remediation costs at Port Parcel 111. Unfortunately, efforts to resolve the cost recovery with Burlington Environmental, short of litigation, have not been successful, and so an increase in the project authorization is being requested in order to pursue cost recovery litigation against Burlington Environmental, as well as to develop cost recovery strategies against other potentially liable parties. Section 6 of the Master Policy Resolution further requires that we seek commission approval prior to initiating litigation against a party as a plaintiff in either state or federal court. So the action in front of you that's requested today is first to request additional project authorization in the amount of $600,000 for a total authorized amount of $2,267,000 for the Taylor Way and Alexander Avenue fill site, master identification number 101082.01, for contract legal services from Northwest Resource Law Group, PLLC, for cost recovery litigation under the Model Toxics Control Act, RCW 70A305, against potentially liable parties. And following from that, requesting your authorization pursuant to Master Policy Resolution Section 6 for the Northwest Resource Law Group to file a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington against Burlington Environmental LLC seeking recovery of past and future remedial action costs incurred by the port under the Model Toxics Control Act, RCW 70A.305, at Port Parcel 111. And I have Scott Hooten's available if you have specific questions regarding the budget, as this is his project budget at issue. Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you, Heather. And I guess I'll have to repeat all that. Is there a motion is there a motion to approve one additional project authorization in the amount of $600,000 for a total authorized amount of $2.267 million for the Taylor Way and Alexander Avenue fill area, master identification number 101082.01, for contract legal services for the Northwest Resource Law Group, PLLC, for cost recovery litigation under the Model Toxics Control Act, RCW 70A.305, against potentially liable parties, and two, commission authorization pursuant to Master Policy Resolution Section 6 for Northwest Resource Law Group, PLLC, to file a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington against Burlington Environmental LLC seeking recovery of past and future remedial action costs incurred by the port under the Model Toxics Control Act, RCW 70A.305, at Port Parcel 111. Is there a motion?
I would so move that we contract for the legal services as has been enumerated, and that we authorize the filing of the complaint in federal court. I'll second it.
It has been moved by Commissioner McCarthy and seconded by Commissioner Meyer. Are there any questions, comments, or amendments? Commissioner Meyer.
Mr. Eng. Scott, you know, when I look at the amount of money we've spent, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, other than when it shows, I want to say it's about 1.7 million, just so we're clear. Is that what we've spent, or that's what's been authorized previously?
That's what's been authorized and close to what we've spent.
Okay. Scott, what I'm really after is, can you tell us a little bit about that money? Did any of it actually end up helping clean up any of that site?
Yes, we were able to remediate 1514 Taylor under an agreed order for an interim action, which enabled the port to lease the site to Avenue 55. It's a new Class A warehouse building that has been generating income for some years now. So that's been productive and has provided assets to the port, and an important asset to the port. We've also implemented most of the cleanup action required under the enforcement order on other port-owned properties that would advance the same goal at what we refer to the Hylamos Marsh or the Snail property, is as well as this Port Parcel 111.
The reason I'm asking that is that I'm always interested in, that's a huge amount of money, and, you know, are we just, you know, I don't want to be cynical, but I'm not interested in a full employment act for lawyers. I want to make certain we clean this stuff up. And I appreciate that the fact that a portion of it, I don't know how much, but the reality is we have done some cleanup or containment or remediation.
Understood and agreed, Commissioner. I wish our consultant fees were as recoverable as our attorney fees.
Thank you.
Although we need to be mindful of the federal FEAL Act, Federal Employment Act for Lawyers.
But not on our nickel.
So I'm just teasing. Excuse me. I support the act.
I did have one comment, is that to all parties that do pollute any port property, that we are watching. So if you are a party taking a look at this, we are watching, and you will be held accountable, and we are willing to use litigation to do so. Thank you. So all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And now we're down to the special order of business. Proclamation 2024-01-PT, recognizing Black History Month. I call on Commissioner Mazzano and Sean Egan.
Thank you. I will take over for Sean Egan real quickly. What I want to present to you is a proclamation, and I'd like to be able to read it to you, please. Whereas the Port of Tacoma has adopted a diversity and inclusion policy which declares the port respects and values the rich diversity of its employees, customers, contractors, and stakeholders, and that it is committed to a work environment that is inclusive and values diverse thought and expression in pursuit of the organization's mission, and is committed to provide a workplace environment that is free from all forms of discrimination and harassment. And whereas the Port of Tacoma Resolution 2020-06 identifies diversity, equity, and inclusion as core values that the Port of Tacoma shall incorporate into its strategic plan and into diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And whereas the Port of Tacoma acknowledges and deploys the history of systemic racism in the United States, and whereas the Port of Tacoma Resolution 2020-06 adopts the following guiding principles as the basis for the Port of Tacoma's diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives: undoing and understanding the history of racism, embracing differences, and developing leadership. And whereas on April 16, 2021, the Port of Tacoma Commission approved a new strategic plan, which contains strategies calling on the port to integrate the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as health and safety, into the port's culture and decision-making framework. And whereas Black History Month grew out of the establishment in 1926 of Negro History Week by Carter G. Woodson and the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. And whereas in 1976, Gerald Ford issued it the first Black History Month proclamation, calling upon the Americans to celebrate this observance each February. And whereas during Black History Month, we celebrate the many achievements and contributions made by African Americans to our economic, cultural, spiritual, and political development. And whereas from the Revolutionary War through the abolishment movement to marches from Selma to Montgomery and across America today, African Americans have remained steadfast to the proposition that all of us are created equal, even when their own rights were denied. And whereas the observance of Black History Month calls our attention to the continued need to battle racism on all levels of our society and build a society that lives up to its democratic ideals. Now, therefore, the Port of Tacoma recognized February 2024 as National Black History Month and calls upon the people of Pierce County to recognize the achievements of the African American community, to celebrate the great diversity of the American people, and to continue our efforts to create a world that is more just, peaceful, and prosperous for all. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and cause for the affixed of the Great Seal of the Port of Tacoma on the first day of February in the year 2024.
Thank you, Commissioner Marzano, for those words. I call for a motion to approve Proclamation 2024-01-PT, recognizing February 2024 as National Black History Month. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. It has been moved by Commissioner Meyer and seconded by Commissioner Keller. Any questions, comments, or amendments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. New business non-action. Do any commissioners have
another non-action new business item they'd like to discuss or move forward as an action item to the next meeting? Seeing none, let's see. Committee reports. So far it says none slated, but do any commissioners have any committee reports to give? Seeing none, we're down to issues briefings. The 2023 Strategic Actions Progress Update. I call on Alyssa Praskovich and Scott Hooten.
No.
Oh, what? No. Not him.
Mark Moore.
I was like, that's not Scott. What's he doing up here?
That's okay.
Scott just fell over.
Well, good afternoon, commissioners. For the record, Elise Praskovich, Chief Strategic Projects and Commission Relations. I'm joined by Mark Moore, IT Project Manager, and today we're here to talk to you about our strategic actions of 2023, progress we made, top accomplishments, and we also want to add in where we're headed for 2024. So this is the ground we're going to cover today. So first off, we'll just start with an overall progress, 50,000 foot level of our 2023 strategic actions. We'll highlight some areas for improvement and some of the key takeaways and summary we'd like to share with you today. Focus on how do we measure our progress and measure how we're doing. So really cool development there to share. And then we'll wrap up with our top accomplishments in 2023 and paint a picture of where we're headed this year. So for the public, a reminder, the port does have a five-year strategic plan, the pillars of which are five foundational goals: community connections, environmental leadership, organizational success, transportation advocacy, and economic vitality. Why is it important to highlight that today? Well, every strategic action that's developed in some way, shape, or form supports progress on one or a few of those at the same time. So as we brief these out to you, there's a connection to each and every one of those foundational goals. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark, who's going to give you that 50,000 foot level on our overall progress. Thanks, Mark.
Hello, commissioners. For 2023, we had 121 actions defined to support the strategic plan. The largest foundational goal area with the largest number of actions was organizational success. That's similar to what we had in 2022 and will also be in 2024, a similar distribution of actions. Of the 121 actions we had for 2023, about 30% of those were deferred to a future year. And about 70% were completed in 2023. Of the ones that were deferred to future year, many of them were multi-year initiatives that started in 2023 but will complete in future years. Some of them were ones that we started and hoped to finish in 2023 but didn't quite get finished. An example of one of those is the real estate tenant service request portal on the website to allow our real estate tenants to submit service requests. That was developed in 2023, but we decided to do a pilot with a subset of tenants before rolling it out to all of our real estate tenants. So the pilot started in 2023, the full rollout will happen in 24. So that's an example of one that was deferred to a future year. And then we also will be taking training with the leadership team in a few weeks to one of the items we'll talk about in there is getting better at breaking down larger multi-year items into smaller chunks that can be completed in a year. So we'll have hopefully in future years, fewer items being deferred to future years.
Thanks, Mark. So when I sat here last year, we talked about specifically in the area of strategic planning and some areas of improvement. This was all focused on making that strategic plan our day-to-day operational handbook, if you will, our way of working and how we do things around here. And we noticed that there were just some things we needed to work on in order to arrive there. So I won't highlight all of these, but these are just some key things that we have done in the last year to really make that strategic plan our day-to-day roadmap. For example, last year we noticed that not all departments had actually listed strategic actions that we were measuring and capturing and talking about. So all departments now, we meet every quarter, we lay out strategic actions, all departments are captured. And then also just making sure that actions are in fact strategic and not day-to-day operations that really want to challenge us and move the needle on those foundational goals. And also enhancing our ability to track and report on our progress. Prior to 2022, we didn't really have a system to lay out what are we doing, what's the priority, how are we doing, so we do have that in place now. And then lastly, and I'm really proud of this one, is sharing our progress more publicly. Last year was the first time the port had published an annual progress report matched specifically to our foundational goals, and we'll be pushing out the 2023 one here as well. In addition, there's also a tracking dashboard system available 24/7 on the port's Nautilus or intranet system, so any employee at the Port of Tacoma can see and drill into the details on the port's strategic actions. So great work for the team on that. And so some of the other key takeaways, just wanted to highlight a few of those things that have really helped us and the staff accelerate progress in a number of different areas. And then I'll focus a little bit on some of the challenges as we faced last year. So on the acceleration side, there is so much collaboration that happens between departments, between our government community stakeholders, with the Seaport Alliance. That high level of collaboration is table stakes in us being able to accomplish what we do. And also here, not just blowing fluff, if you will, but a leadership team that really empowers their staff to do great things versus micromanaging. We're too lean of a staff to micromanage, so that empowerment thing is just an incredible force that helps us get things done. And then on the digital tools, you may notice around the port building and in here, all our key conference rooms now have Microsoft Teams capability. No more portable cameras or portable speakers. And this really helps increase productivity and enrich that hybrid work environment that we have. On the challenges side, we have a number of capital intensive projects in the works you're all familiar with: the Early Business Center, the Blair Deepening, Thorn Road Off Dock Container, the Maritime Center. So we really have to focus on the priorities here and understanding the financial resource challenges that lay ahead. Typical here, delays in permitting. You know, the many government agencies like ours, in some instance, you know, staff turnover, et cetera. We saw a lot of delays this year on different permits, most notably on the building demos, et cetera. So nothing too shocking there. And I'll say lastly here, the Fishing Wars Memorial Bridge closure. We know that that's a real impact in terms of traffic and routing around the port. And so as we look to 2024, that's one of those areas of focus to bring a whole government approach to address that. So I'm going to turn this back over to Mark and share a really cool product that we've, one of our interns this summer developed on how we measure what we're doing. So thanks, Mark.
Thank you. So yeah, this is the dashboard that Elisa was mentioning earlier. It was largely developed by one of our summer interns last summer, with some input from staff and guidance, of course. But it is really helpful to us. It lets us drill in to different areas and see the strategic actions by accountable person or by priority or by status. We use this in the quarterly meetings where the leadership team gets together and reviews progress on the actions. We can drill into each leader and they can give the updates on their items. And like Elisa mentioned also, this is on our internal intranet site. So all port staff see a summary report of this data and a link to see the drill into the details. So anyone at the port can drill in and see the progress.
And just to add, where were we before? So we were working off of a linear Excel spreadsheet, multi-tab, that we would have to cut, paste, copy onto a PowerPoint slide to then share our results. Thanks to the help of our intern, part-time intern at that, a data analytics graduate student at UW-Tacoma, developed this that gives you instant updates. You can drill in by foundational goal, by individual leader, departments, etc. So it's taken away all of that duplication and manual production of the data. So a really nice product that we're very proud of. So we're going to shift into the phase of looking at our progress on actions from last year by foundational goals. So we'll look at great things we did last year and then where we're headed this year. So to look first at economic vitality, I'll try to summarize and abbreviate these versus reading verbatim for time's sake, but first here is entering into that partnership ILA with Tacoma Public School District to build a world-class maritime center, which will include the Ports Business Operations Center and a new skill center to train future workers. Our off-dock container support facility, Thorn Road, we have gotten the permitting completed and stormwater treatment design approved, and we've also recipient of the $4.3 million grant from Ecology. And then Port Workforce Development Program, you approved and we've invested in our community with the Tacoma Tide Flat Certification Program and giving new training equipment to both Bethel School District and Clover Park Technical College. We wanted to specifically highlight here economic vitality actions that supported our marine cargo business. If you have a look at autos, closing out the year, we saw 165,000 autos come into our port, and that's an exponential increase from last year, which was just north of 36,000. This also is helpful from the consolidation of the Kia and Hyundai business here in Tacoma. We have our design agreement signed for the Blair Waterway deepening. We've acquired some additional properties on the 11th Street corridor to support the Husky Terminal expansion. We've formally kicked off the street vacation process for both Milwaukee and 11th Street. And then the record grant received for our off-dock container facility and permitting in Thorn Road. So where are we headed this year? First up there is we have to complete the Early Business Center Master Plan. What is the vision? What is the strategy? What are we going to ultimately do out there? We also want to continue ongoing support and development of the Maritime Center, getting that final design, master planning, budget, etc. We want to not only begin construction of the off-dock container, but select an operator. And lastly, we want to complete a port economic impact study and workforce development strategic plan report. So shifting to environmental leadership, in 2023, we accelerated our net zero emission target a decade. So in 2040, we want to reduce our scope 1 and scope 2 gas emissions. We've also completed plantings in the irrigation system on the lower Wapato Creek habitat site. We received the EPA's Phoenix Award for cleanup and redevelopment of the 113-acre parcel 12. And then lastly, the purchase and procurement of 4 electric vehicles and installation of the EV charging stations at the port's current administrative building. So where are we headed this year? We want to reach this 90% design phase for the ECHO, which is the East Commencement Habitat Opportunity Restoration Site Project. Cool acronym. This will basically use the dredge soils from the Blair deepening for salmon habitat along that area of the port. We want to initiate our cleanup action efforts at the Early Business Center and at the Maritime Center. And we want to get into a multi-year provider contract for stewardship of the port habitat sites instead of a year-by-year approach. And then lastly here, complete the South Harbor electrification roadmap. In transportation advocacy for last year, an amazing $263 million in new funding for the Gateway Project, with stage 1A complete and 1B under construction. So great advocacy, and Sean deserves a lot of credit there for that. Also completion of an interlocal agreement with the City of Fife for the I-5 Port of Tacoma Road interchange, and then getting the design agreement signed with the Army Corps of Engineers for the Blair Waterway. Looking to this year, obviously you need to continue to work on the Blair Waterway deepening project and advance the ports portion of that, including cleanup and continued planning for the ECHO salmon habitat site. We just need to continue to advocate with Washington Department of Transportation to make sure those contracts are getting signed for stage 2. And then lastly here, coordinate what I mentioned earlier is this whole government approach of restoring the Fishing Wars Memorial Bridge. We know no single agency can fund that, and we just need a whole government approach to restore that bridge. So this is a little bit of an internal look here on organizational success. That top bullet there is the great partnership with Tacoma Public Schools in a Maritime Center project. We know the port has had a long-standing goal to locate a Port Business Operations Center, so there's a direct foundational goal that we're supporting there. the Next Generation Finance and Procurement System. This is a massive ERP initiative with our 20-plus-year-old current system, and that project design was completed last year. And then the successful relaunch of our internship program. Four interns were with the port last year, and he saw the work of one of those. And we're doing that again this year. And then Mark might be able to give some more details when asked, but a record cleanup of over 12 million emails. Some of you probably had to sort through your own archived emails as part of that process, but that is a massive amount of cleanup that had gone on with archived files. And so where are we headed this year? A big blue chip here this year is the final design, master planning, and budget for the Port Maritime Center. We're also conducting a large-scale tabletop exercise focused on the South Sound's ability to respond to a major vessel fire incident here in the port. Nice to say that we have four vessel carriers actively and wanting to participate this, from Liberty, even Glovis, MOL, K-Line, et cetera. So the customers here are equally interested in ensuring we have an ability to respond to this type of incident. We also look to finalize our DE&I plan. We want to do an annual employment engagement survey, and then wrapping up here with this next gen project is actually getting towards implementation. So closing out here with community connections, and what a record year for the port. Very, very proud of the team here with over 1,200 attendees on the boat tours, which filled up straight away when the reservation system opened. 1,300 individuals for bus tours, and then an amazing over 2,000 at the Touch a Truck event, which is a record. If you just look at our outreach, 43 special events, whether yourselves are out there in the community, staff, et cetera, but really getting out there into the communities and talking about all the great things going on at the Port of Tacoma. And then the last bullet there is providing funding assistance so the City of Fife could continue their street outreach program through mid-2024 that addresses homelessness in and around the port community here. So where are we headed for communications this year? We do want to increase the number of bus tours that we offer each year to 25. Carol and team here have already launched, you might have seen it, the Working Waterfront, which is this monthly port news program. And what's really impressive here is that it's all done in-house with our own staff, our own equipment. So to deliver that high quality of a news program is a job really one done. And we know there's an exceptional amount of outreach, stakeholder engagement that'll come with our new Maritime Center. So that will take up quite a significant amount of the communications team's time. So with that said, thank you for your time, and we look forward to your questions. And we do have most members of the port management team here. So to help them talk about all the great things they have done or will do, I'd like each one of them to come up to potentially answer some questions.
Commissioner Keller.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for all the work that you've done. And I think when I first started as a port commissioner 4 years ago, I think the concern with the commission was that we felt like we weren't getting tasks completed or so on and so forth. And then we had our strategic plan and started with that. We hired a lot of really good key staff members in addition to the great staff members that we have. And you all picked it up and you started carrying it out. It's not just something, you know, a strategic plan that sits on the shelf and gets dusted off every once in a while. It's a living, breathing document. And thank you for making it, you know, stand out in the forefront, but also thank you for implementing all of these things and moving the port forward. That's why we're getting so much done. And so really proud of the work that the staff is doing. Thanks for doing that.
Commissioner.
Yeah, just a quick comment. I echo what Commissioner Keller says. I want to thank you all for the work. And I really do appreciate the update. It's critically important that we are informed of how we're moving, if we're moving in the right direction and how we're doing it, in case adjustments have to be made. I would give one suggestion, is that you don't forget where that intern is that helped develop that plan. This is an individual who I can see in the future being here in Port of Tacoma. So, thank you.
Commissioner Meyer.
Yeah, thank you very much. Excellent job in terms of when we talked about, you know, originally a strategic plan, we didn't want shelf art. We wanted a living, breathing document. And Alicia and the executive management team, it really, this report and the feedback you've given us over time is very much appreciated, because it's a document we're keeping alive. It's a document that helps set direction. If I had one item, though, that I would like to maybe have you think about in terms of looking at 2024, when I see the community connection piece and you talk about the Port Maritime Center, I think our commitment in terms of ongoing public engagement and feedback activities is ensuring that we use our resources to keep our community informed relative to major issues. I can't help but, sorry folks, but the Darling lease as an example. And we put, it's my understanding, Eric, we put some information on our port site, but what I'm saying is it isn't just the Port Maritime Center. It's keeping the community up to speed, if there is such a thing, in terms of our community connections is always going to be a priority for me. And I think that's what you really mean here. It isn't just one project. It's the idea we use communication with our community on major issues that are of concern to them. So good job, keep going. But again, I would suggest let's use our capability to communicate in a broader sense. Thank you.
Commissioner McCarthy.
I echo what's been said, good work. Appreciate the update. It's important to look back so we can look forward. One suggestion I have is transportation advocacy for 2024. We talk about continued work on the Blair, and we talked about continued advocacy for WSDOT on Highway 167. And of course, those two measures have both been going on for a decade or more. And the third item is coordinate government, other government agencies that they might do something with regard to the Fishing War Memorial Bridge. And I know I've mentioned this in the past, but I guess my challenge to the group is consider, and I've said this before, a transportation policies direction for transportation strictly within the tide flats. And it may mean that the port's the primary sponsor of them, but focusing on strictly in the tide flats and what is essential for us and not just other major projects that are going to have a substantial impact on us. So I'd ask you to consider in 2024 to look at a plan. I know we're talking about taking over some of the roadways, for example, but a transportation, I'd like to have something in 2024 that is identifiable to be in a transportation plan that just helps us. And if it means we're primary sponsor, we are. So just suggestion to give that some thought in your consideration. Thank you.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for the excellent update. It is great to know and be reminded of what were the top accomplishments, highlights, and challenges. I would say with regards to transportation, I would like to review that study again that Christine Wolf had done to see where we're at and if we need to add any additional update or if you has our position somewhat changed since we last reviewed that particular topic. I'd say thanks first because I really did appreciate that next gen finance and procurement system. Sometimes we don't give that enough credit, but all of those things as well as I would say our cybersecurity. Considering what I hear all across in the news, I'm very happy about that. As well as the increases of the boat tours, the bus tours, and the news program, which I might say is like high quality and professional. So I was like, wow, that was just simply added. But in terms of what I see here, it did remind me of some of the things that we need to focus on. And particularly with regards to, I guess, a discussion among my commissioners about finances. Because we do have a lot of projects and we have had some forward momentum with regards to the Maritime Center, Early Business Center, other Blair Waterway, and these will cost some monies. And what I don't see here though is Maytown, which I think is related to what we'll be investing in the future. And then also with regards to, let's see here, the one where you're planning with the shipping terminals the tabletop exercises in June. I'm really happy that you're doing that. I do feel like we did go through this not as a tabletop exercise, but actually a real one when the Trident fire occurred. And I did want to maybe get a copy again of the after action report and the evaluation analysis of, you know, what did we learn from this? Because I feel like that was not tabletop. We went through that, and I feel like the port had to take charge on that, whether we like it or not. People look to us for leadership, and there were people here amongst our staff that had to take extra leadership. And it wasn't the companies who did it, it was port staff. And so I want to see the reports of that, of what we learned, and then also if they're also participating in this tabletop, that particular company, because there were two fires within 3 years. Also, let's see here. Well, I'll let you, Jason, you're up there for a reason, so go ahead.
I'll defer to Commissioner, Executive Director Johnson, but I can speak to the transportation if you'd like me to.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason. I was just going to say, there's a couple of things that you've brought up that I should respond to in a positive way. Thank you for this feedback, by the way, it's very good. On the transportation front, we have been working very hard on assessing transportation impact, what's going on in the tide flats, especially after the Fishing Wars Bridge closure. I discovered something recently that I didn't know, but it makes sense if you think about it. You can buy, there's companies who track cell phone movement, which means you can track traffic patterns, right? And so it turns out that those old things where they used to put across the road where they counted traffic, mm-hmm. you know, that's yesterday's technology. They follow people around by cell phones. And they don't necessarily have to follow an individual, but we just know the aggregate data. Now, you can't tell if it's a truck or a car. Okay, so that's a caveat that you put in. But I discovered that we can learn with great detail what traffic patterns in the tide flats look like, both before the bridge closed and after the bridge closed. And we're studying that. I just got a briefing on it last week. We haven't presented that to you yet because we're not done studying it, basically, but we're going to come to you. So we're working in that space rather diligently. And on the communications front, you're right, Madam President, we learned a lot when that Trident boat caught on fire. In particular, I was not happy with the way that we were able to communicate with the public. There was a big, that was just not adequate. And so we're working with our partners at the city to improve that process. And in addition, we're doing additional drills. Elisa mentioned we're gonna be drilling a major vessel fire and the response to that. We're also drilling our new security director, pressing on the city of Tacoma to drill an all roads out scenario. If we need to get everybody out of the tide flats at once, we haven't drilled an all roads out, surprisingly. And I said, we need to drill an all roads out. They do that in Florida when there's a hurricane, as you know, we should do that here. So the first time we do that shouldn't be the first time we do that. The first time we do it should be the second time we did it. So we're working in a number of these areas to improve in that space, and we'll bring you some briefings on that when that time is ripe and when we have something to give you a final product. Jason, what did I miss?
No, that's spot on, and it's a great point, Commissioner McCarthy. We'll work with Elisa to highlight that. Our goal is at the end of the second February commission meeting to come back and give you an update on our results, what we're finding from the Fishing Wars Memorial Bridge being closed. In addition, tying that to the recommendations that this body has already made with respect to improvements in the tide flats, so you'll see a direct connection there, which I hope is supported. And then lastly, we'll be bringing someone from the city to give an update on Fishing Wars. So great point, and we'll be back in a couple commission meetings to highlight that, and we'll highlight it in the strategic plan going forward.
Thank you.
Actually, I had a question for Jason. I noticed with regards to environmental leadership and highlights, we have cleanup actions for Early Business Center, a Maritime Center project. Are we deferring ARCMA, or is that just not on there?
No, not deferring it at all. In fact, the Brain Trust is here. We are moving full speed ahead. We've got we've engaged with engineering and commercial lines of business, and we'll be bringing forward some. 2024 is going to be a great year to bring forward some recommendations of what ARCMA looks like when it's cleaned up.
Excellent. And then the harbor maintenance tax. You know, I'm hearing rumors that we possibly could get the bigger funding this year. And does that change anything for this particular plans or highlights, or it's irrelevant for this strategic planning?
I'd want to defer to government affairs. I'm not the harbor maintenance tax But I think what your question is, would we change maybe our capital improvement plan as a result of that? And I'm not the right person to speak that, Eric. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a very good question, Madam President. Step one with the harbor maintenance tax is show me the money, right? So I don't want to spend a dime until we've got a dime. And phase two is we do have capital improvement projects, which we could talk about if you'd like at the next meeting, that source of money is perfectly tailored to meet. We've got more, we can spend way more than that. But, and so we've got that teed up in a variety of ways, and I can talk to you about what that looks like. Most of those are Alliance, Northwest Seaport Alliance projects, but they're not all. And the commission will have some discretion as to how you proceed in that space. But right now, I'm waiting to see if the money comes through, because I don't want to create expectations we can't meet.
So. I hear you, Eric. When Congress finally sends the money, I imagine a lively discussion amongst my port commissioners on where to spend our harbor maintenance tax.
You will have choices.
Great. Anything?
Could I just make one real quick, fast comment? I think, Commissioner Hang, the point you're raising about the harbor maintenance tax is that when you look at this strategic plan, what is not really in this plan is the Northwest Seaport Alliance and our role and relationship and the actions we need to take. So you have to really look at those and integrate those two together. And the harbor maintenance tax, I think, is a good classic example because of all the restrictions as to where you can spend it.
Yeah.
And then the implementation of what we want to accomplish through the alliance versus what Port of Tacoma wants to accomplish.
Correct.
I think the good news is we're beginning to understand all that better, but we still have a lot of work to do, and most of which is show me the money.
Yeah, that's right. And Commissioner Meyer, if I might just add real quick there, I don't think we highlighted it with color highlights or anything, but if you watched, there were a number of elements of the strategic plans,
right,
which directly flow out of the Northwest Seaport Alliance's priorities, deepening the Blair, assembling property on 11th Street for expanding Husky Terminal, obviously of the 167 and Port of Tacoma Road improvements, the street vacations that we gave you a briefing on several months ago, last summer, I think, all those street vacations are being done in order to foster water-dependent trade in the tide flats. So there are a whole variety of things. The off-dock container facility is 100% maritime trade for containers. So there's a lot of things that we're doing here that they're hard to untangle from the Alliance's priorities, and I'll assure you that I work with the leadership team at the Alliance literally on a daily basis, sometimes an hourly basis, to make sure that I understand what their priorities are and they understand what we're doing to help their success. So there's a lot there that we really are doing that you see in that slide that is directly related to fostering the success of the Alliance.
Well, I'm just going to also add, speaking directly of Port of Tacoma business and what we do to advance, you know, Alliance business or marine cargo and other, I am trying to see also about, we had record-setting break bulk last year, also our military strategic port. So I am looking at, particularly if we're looking at, taking a look at how we can expand that, whether we need to negotiate some things about real estate or expand real estate to even accommodate even more break bulk at the Port of Tacoma. If there are no other questions or comments, thank you so much, Alyssa and Mark. And we're now down to announcements. Commissioner Keller.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that I think it was a week or so ago, Commissioner Meyer and I attended the JMAC meeting, virtual meeting. And the important thing talking about transportation advocacy is that Alex Mathers, who was with Pierce Transit and is now at the chamber, I believe, but she presented a Snohomish County map that had all of the transportation projects, the funding availabilities, where they're at with each of the transportation projects, which provides a one-page cheat sheet for the county to be able to go take down to Olympia or to the federal government to be able to meet as a unified Pierce County to legislate or to ask legislators for funding. And it allows us to speak with one voice as a county. And I think I had mentioned it to Sean Egan, and I think that it would be a great opportunity to work with Pierce County Regional Council to develop that as well as RAMP. But it would be great for the port to take that on, and I think it would be powerful to use to work in collaboration with all of our local governmental entities on this.
Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, just very quickly, on January 24th, the DEI committee had their luncheon open to all staff and representative members and stuff. It was attended quite well, a lot of interaction. We had some fun doing that. As I look out here, there's about 9 members right now of that committee that is present. We're gonna be doing that more in the future. It's a very serious committee that is looking at improving the environment and how we work here in Tacoma, in the Port of Tacoma, and how we welcome all.
Commissioner McCarthy.
Back on transportation, in light of Commissioner Keller's comment, too, just as an add-on, the Freight Mobility Strategic Investment Board is going to be meeting at DuPont on their quarterly meeting. It is, I believe it's March 15th or 16th. I had a conversation with them this morning about the interest on the day before the meeting in touring sites, a bus type tour of our system of transportation and maybe some of the projects that could be imminent. They are responsible for making project recommendations to the Department of Transportation and the state to fund transportation projects. So that's a good opportunity, I think. And that board is comprised of all sorts of industry and other folks from around the state. In the past, when communities have done tours of their regional transportation issues, for example, Spokane last year, those communities have fared fairly well in recommendations to the Department of Transportation for some partial funding of projects. So we sent an email to Sean about that yesterday, but I know Leslie does a bus tour, and so we might want to explore the availability of providing those folks an opportunity to see not only how an international port operates, because we only have a couple of those in the state, and some of those folks need to see that, but also some of our potential transportation projects.
And I just wanted to wish everyone a happy Black History Month, and also that we have been invited by this is actually a public invitation because I saw it on Facebook, so that probably means everybody. As part of that, ILWU23 in celebration of Black History and Labor Month will be holding an event on February 18th, 2024. They're inviting people to join them for a jubilant evening celebrating the many accomplishments and history of Black longshore workers in the Port of Tacoma, and the featured speakers are very Tacoma famous, and actually more than Tacoma. April Sims, president of the Washington State Labor Council, and Willie Adams, ILWU International President. So I'm inviting everyone, if they'd like to come, February 18th at the Foss Waterway Seaport. 5 to 8 p.m., Southern style food will be served. And with that, we are adjourned at 12:56 p.m.
That was quick.